If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Fickle Cunt, written and read by Tabitha Reen. I wish I wasn't. But I am. I'm a fickle cunt. Some days I want to eat you alive, devour you whole, take you inside me every which way and fuck like we're inseparable parts of the same being. Last night was like that. My pussy clenched when you came in from work, that tingle deep inside, just behind my pubic bone. Or is it in front? I can't quite locate it, but your clever cock can. I pushed you up against the door and dragged off your tie before you'd even dropped your laptop bag. I practically tore the buttons off your shirt as I slithered down before you, a molten mess of hunger and need. I glanced up at your surprised expression, taking in your tousled hair and day-grown beard. Oh, God, you're fucking hot. I wanted all of you. I pulled open your flies and almost dribbled on the floor to find you naked beneath. The thought of your balls brushing up against rough denim all day. Oh, God, oh, God. I was crouching now and crushed my cunt into the back of my heel, trying to grind away some of my need. I inhaled the sweet, musky aroma of your delicious dick hair, nestled into the soft thatch and breathed in until my mouth watered. Your fingers threaded into my hair, fisting at my scalp, and I used it as my cue. I took your dick in my mouth and coated it, sucking deep, relishing the flavour of your shocked desire. You were so hard. I wanted you to jam into my throat, use me, slam my head into your crotch. I yanked down your jeans over your buttocks, letting them drop to the floor so I could pierce my nails into the backs of your thighs. Show you the power of my physical desperation. You got the message and grabbed my hair tighter in a ponytail near my nape. You pushed your cock deep into the back of my throat, and just as my eyes started streaming, you pulled me off with a pop and I looked up. Our gaze met, and through the raw, feral look of lust, a flicker of sadness passed between us. Why can't it always be like this? I held my nerve and ground my pussy again, pulling my focus back to the sex and the connection of here and now. You gave me a look that was so twisted with cruel longing and lust that a shudder of pleasure shot straight to my clit and I moaned. Please, I said, and you shoved me hard onto your cock, choking me as I tried my best to take you into the back of my throat, giving me just enough to allow a breath through my nose before thrusting my face back onto your dick. It was exactly what I wanted, and my cunt agreed. I released your thigh with one hand and dove my fingers to my soaking pussy. I was kneeling now and pushed my knickers aside, plunging three fingers in. My eyes crushed together as you fucked my throat. The sound of my whimpering and the watery squelching sounds of a good wet blowjob and pussy being fingered tipped me into oblivion. The world fell away. I rose out of myself and watched the scene from above as stars sparkled and burst around me. Dishevelled and raw, we were one. Fucking and fucked. Hunger and need all rolled into a ball of lust. The energy between us was febrile, and I watched the swirl of our impending orgasm. I felt it too, the pulse at the root of your cock swelling into my mouth, my throat, me. The spasm and desperate clutch of my pussy around my fingers, that sweet spot of pleasure mounting and growing until I was consumed with it. Every part of me blew apart, and for a moment I saw our bodies fragment and souls combine in a plane beyond ourselves, a vortex of spirit spinning through eternity. Then slam, I was back, drinking your cum, lapping the sweet cream from the end of your beautiful dick while my pussy convulsed with after tremors. I was panting, and my skin glowed and glistened with heat and perspiration. You sank down the wall beside me and cradled my head in your lap, and we sat together. Looking down at me, you smiled, a tentative acknowledgement that we connected, and maybe it would last. Not today, though. Today, I'm cold. A different version of myself. You come in, and I'm silent. I force my mouth to twitch in a vague attempt at a smile. You purse your lips and go grab a beer. You already know the deal by that one exchange. I can't explain it. It's honestly not you. It's me. I'm a fickle cunt. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharine.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.